Is my mic on? I think it is. It's like 6:25 p.m.
Show's almost over. I haven't even started.
Friday. Time for Shut Up Weirdo.
Do I sound extra pumped?
I'm Frangry. Michelle's having a seizure.
I'm Michelle. I'm standing up today.
She's trying a new thing. She says that's what the shock jocks do. It looks like you're humping the table, Michelle.
I am.
Well, okay then. I guess you will be pumped. Michelle's back, everyone.
Hey, I'm back, baby.
Kurt came out during the end of his show and asked me if... told me I had a choice whether...
No one asked me.
You were in the bathroom. Whether he played his theme song and was late or ended on time and didn't, and I chose theme song. Do you not think I chose well, Michelle?
You chose.
That song really pumps us up.
I like the standing. You don't want to try it?
I'm a lady.
I'm a lady.
I'm sitting over here with my legs crossed, drinking a rosé.
I'm drinking a beer. My legs are wide open.
What's new, Michelle?
Wah, wah. So?
Guess what, guys?
That was an accident.
Bennett's here. I mean, he's not in the studio, but he's in the station because he's food bedding today, even though... he's not actually making us food bed. He just came to hang out. And I would like to point out that he brought us roses.
Roses.
Lots of roses. And rosé on ice in a bucket. So I just want to put that out there to all the other food bed winners that Bennett has set the bar high. Very high. Right, Michelle?
Right.
We have a topic today, Michelle.
I know. Because the show is topic-based. You're standing up, aren't you?
I'm tangled in my earphone.
Are you standing up?
No, girl, no.
Come on, it feels good.
My strapless bra is, like, literally down to my belly button right now.
Sexy.
All right, call us. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what would you name your racehorse?
I didn't get a chance to think of any because I was so busy this week.
I didn't get a chance to think of any because I can't think of any.
You really couldn't think of any?
No, and that's not a good sign. Nice. Classy.
Creak.
Is that what it sounds like when your legs are spread wide open?
Mean.
Sorry, it was so easy. I'm sorry. Oh, are you mad now?
Yeah, I'm mad.
Come on, it was funny.
It wasn't funny. Your delivery was a little off.
I know, because as I was saying it, I felt bad.
So, you gotta pick and choose.
Shiz!
You're not gonna follow through.
You're right. Alright, I take it back.
You can't take it back. I mean...
I take back the whole thing, including the delivery.
You can't take it back.
Yes, I can.
I'll never forget. Oh, and really? I will never forgive you.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared.
Is that a threat?
I'm scared? How is that a threat? Call us at 201-209-9368.
Standing up makes me feel like the boss.
What would you name your racehorse? Did you do the phone?
I'm picking the winner tonight.
Is that a threat?
I'm picking the winner
Is
tonight.
Is that a threat?
I'm picking the winner tonight.
Fine. Do you want the list?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you want me to do all the work?
Yeah, you could be my admin.
Oh, that's messed up. Do you want me to bend over the console? That's what secretaries do.
Yes, please.
I'll do it. Can we just hang out and talk to each other instead of answer calls?
Girl time?
Yeah.
Let's do both.
I haven't seen you in so long.
I know. I was on vacation.
I missed you so much.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
You're my pal.
Thanks.
I didn't want to bother you, so I didn't, like, want to text you anything.
You texted me.
I did?
A couple times.
Huh. You didn't text me.
But I was thinking about you, baby.
Oh, really? Okay,
oh, yeah,
thanks.
I meant to.
Oh, okay, cool. That makes sense.
I thought about texting you.
All right, cool.
You.
Thanks. It's a thought that counts, yeah. I guess. Call us at 201-209-9368. What would you name your racehorse? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangry. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Danny D.
So, I have two for the topic, because one, if you and Michelle own the racehorse, I mean, have a good one. That's like the best racehorse
Yeah,
name.
That's a really good one.
But that wasn't the one I alluded to. This is sort of my standard joke. I've always told a friend of mine who was a big horse racing fan that if I hit the lottery, I'd buy them a horse, but they would have to name it Glue Factory.
Aw, that's so sad.
They'd have to name it what?
Glue factory.
Wait, why?
Because they always send horses to the glue factory when they're old.
What the hell does that mean?
To make glue and jello from.
That is so gross.
You've never heard that?
No, I am sick right now.
That's how they make jello, from horse hooves.
I want to change the topic.
Horse hooves.
I don't want to do this topic anymore.
It's going to get dark with these freaks.
I don't like it.
Yeah, you know, if I'm starting off dark, that's
I know.
Really bad sign.
It is scary if Danny D starts off dark.
All right, Danny D, thanks a lot.
Have a good one.
Have a good one. Steve on the comments board, which you can go to WFMU.org to find. All you have to do is click on the playlist link, says he would name his Mad Main.
Let's get some puns up in this show.
Steve, you're on the list.
It's pretty funny, Steve.
Speaking of Madman, we haven't heard from Madman and Tommy O'Shea for a few weeks, so I emailed Madman to be like, what's up, bro? Crickets.
He didn't write you back?
I think maybe we said something to offend them.
Not Madman.
Maybe he's sticking up for his friend. Maybe they weren't happy that you didn't want to do Tommy O'Shea anymore.
That wasn't personal. It's just not my thing.
What's your thing? Standing during the show?
Don't I look tough?
You do kind of look tough. Like, I'm a little bit scared, I won't lie. I feel like you're in charge today.
I feel like I'm in charge today.
And you know what? I don't like it. Should I stand up too?
If you think it'll help, but and then you're just copying me.
Big Lanky Gordy Jordy says, don't they make salami out of horses? Is that true?
I don't know if that's true.
Ooh, Danny D has one for your horse. Side-tailed pony.
Oh, that's cute. Good. I like that.
201-209-9368. What would you name your racehorse? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Is this topic still horse names?
Yes.
Okay, if I had a filly, it would be Camilla Parker Bowles Atomic Clock Stopper.
That's too long, though.
Okay, well, if it was a gelding, it would be Rocks Off.
What's a gelding?
Male horse?
Maybe? What's a gelding?
Castrated horse.
Oh.
What would you name him?
Rocks Off.
Oh my God, that's so mean.
So mean.
Why would you want a castrated horse? Do they go faster?
They're less ornery.
What does
that
mean?
There are many gelded horses. Oh.
So who cares? You want him
they're
to be angry to so
train.
He runs faster,
maybe they're
don't
easier
you?
To train.
Doesn't an angry horse run faster?
Don't you ever want to...
Not necessarily where you want him to run.
Mm.
Oh, good point. You know a lot about horses, mister.
I do.
Oh my God, I hope like a real horse jockey guy calls us. Do you think we have a horse jockey listener?
Yeah.
If he can reach the phone.
Oh, snap, son!
Not nice.
I like it. Have a good one, buddy.
He
I
didn't
like
say
it.
I will. That guy normally says
wasn't
I will.
Wasn't that the I will guy?
Yeah.
Oh, Nate has one. Ooh, nice.
What is it?
Philly Mignon. Nate, you're on the list. That's good. We have two really good ones on the list already.
And it's only 13 after.
Like, bra. I mean, who wears a strapless bra?
I do sometimes.
But doesn't... Like, what does it even do? It's not doing anything.
It does stuff.
Like what?
Holds them up.
They look smaller than ever, don't they?
But they look smooth.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. All right, thanks, Michelle.
This is nice.
Ooh, you look sexy today, Michelle.
Thanks.
Michelle just pulled down her shirt and showed me her boobs.
No, I did not.
Yeah, you did.
I showed you my corner of my bra.
I saw your boob. Call us at 201-209-9368. What would you name your racehorse?
She didn't.
Yes, I did.
She didn't.
Yes, I did. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, good evening, girls.
What's up?
I would name my horse Atomic Dilemma.
That's not funny.
Is that funny?
Yes, it is.
Why?
Yes, it is.
I don't get it.
My DJ name.
Oh, not funny.
Bye.
Have a good one. Robin says she would name her horse Careless Whisper. Wait, what? Wait, are those three names? Hold on. Okay. Her racehorse would be named, this is the whole name, okay. I think. Careless Whisper Sire, Guilty Feet, Damn, Never Gonna Dance Again.
That can't be the whole thing, is
it? I don't know. The screen is so small, I can't see the punctuation, so
Command
it's messing me up.
Command plus it.
Let's see. Control plus on a PC?
Apple plus.
Oh, that must be three names, because there's a...
comma, colon, semicolon.
Semicolon.
Robin knows her punctuation between the lists. You're supposed to do a semicolon.
Or is that a colon?
You're a colon.
I can't see. This thing is awful. It's because it's a black screen with white type. Is that a colon or a semicolon? I mean, this is the greatest show we've ever had. Michelle, come over here and look at the computer screen and tell me if this is a colon or a semicolon.
It's a colon.
Oh, it is? Okay. Sorry, Robin. Didn't mean to mess it up. My bad. My bad.
Second time you screwed up the delivery tonight.
It's my old lady eyes.
Eyes?
Yeah.
Hard. Can't see.
Oh, just Ted says, sire is the father, damn is the mother. Okay, so let's go back. Maybe I just didn't understand what those words meant.
Oh.
My racehorse would be named Careless Whisper. The father would be Guilty Feet, and the mother would be Never Gonna Dance Again. All right, we got it. Let me pat myself on the back for finally learning how to read. I mean, Jesus.
Only took 42 years.
My goodness. Wait, what? 34. Okay. I don't like it. You have this weird power thing happening as you're standing during a... You know what's going to be funny when your back hurts when the show's over?
Yeah, that's going to be hilarious.
Well, that's what you get.
Why would my back hurt for standing for an hour?
It's a long time to stand. When was the last time you stood for an hour?
I stand for an hour all day.
You stand all day for one
for
hour?
1 hour.
Nice. Well done. Call us at 201-209-9368. What would you name your racehorse? You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
I never noticed this.
You're on the radio.
Oh, I want to tell you something.
Tell me later. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I think I would name the horse Thoroughbred and Butter.
Ooh, that's cute.
That's super cute.
I like that. What's your name?
This is John.
John, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour.
Oh, thank you.
Have a good one.
Everyone's on the list?
No, only three people.
Can you hear me okay?
Danny G just wrote, Frangry calls in Michelle to inspect Robin's colon.
Thoroughbred and Butter. It's pretty good.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, good evening. Name of my horse.
Yes?
Dirty Sanchez.
You dirty little dog.
Who, me?
Yeah, you and your horse.
Yeah, well,
you and the horse you came in on.
And the horse I
you
rode
in on.
Oh, damn it, I'm messing everything up.
You don't like that one?
I hope I
you and the horse you came in on.
I even put my hand up in the air with my pointer finger like I was screaming at you, and I said it wrong. That's what I get, man. I hope I ruin every joke tonight.
I hope you do too. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, so far.
You know, I think my stance is having some power
like
over
messy.
You.
I don't know what's happening. My equilibrium is off.
I'm messing with your mind. I'm coming for you.
Oh, man. This is messing me up.
You should never let me go on vacation again.
Aye, aye, aye. Oh, is that what you're doing? Taking the power back? All right, mister. Have
well,
a good
name,
one.
Another name. You can name, I could, you could name your horse Sex Now.
Wait, what? I don't get it.
What? Sex towel? Google it.
Sex towel?
Just Google it.
Okay.
Sex towel.
Sex what?
Towel, I think.
Sex towel. T-O-W-E-L.
D-O-W-E-L. Dowel.
I don't get it. No, I think he's saying towel.
No, he said dowel, didn't he?
No, there's no. Okay, goodbye. Have a good one. No.
201-209-9368. Call us up at Shut Up Weirdo at WFMU and let us know what you would name your racehorse. What's so funny over there?
Danny D says one of Frangry's previous dates probably owns a horse named Pea Biscuit.
That's funny.
Robin's like, WTF did he just say? Sex towel? Dying. Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is what would you name your racehorse? I guess it was only a matter of time before the pea story came up.
Again.
For the 17th time. Hi, you're on the radio.
Can't say that.
Why?
You can't say.
Oh, sorry, you messed up. Robbins puts in quotes, "This is my very expensive racehorse, sex towel."
This
Nate says, "Stable Dictator Ken."
That's funny.
Can we put him on the list again?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Stable Dictator Ken. It's funny on two levels, just FYI. Because he's so crazy.
I get it.
Yeah. All right, 201-209-9368. What would you name your racehorse? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, Frangry.
Hello.
You know, you really should have spent the day at the racetrack before doing this topic, I think. And,
Excuse me?
Thanks.
Wait, why would we need to spend the day at the racetrack?
Because you have, like, no knowledge of horse terms.
Who cares? We just want to name them.
It's not like we all of our topics incredibly thoroughly for a week before the show. Why would we start now?
How do you know I don't?
Michelle on full recharge now?
Yeah, like, full retard now. Oh, full recharge.
Okay, so I have one. I have a couple, but I have one that's a little bit of an inside joke. Drive-through Daiquiri.
Oh, because of New Orleans.
Yeah, okay. And then I have a couple that were inspired by last week's show. Okay? So, you can have, you know how like some people have use like their initials as part as their name, like C.S. Lewis or something like that.
Okay.
All right. Delicious Corporal.
Okay. Beautiful.
Okay. And the other one was Sponges and Cream.
Ew.
Gross.
Well, you were the one who started with the whole ice cream thing, so you know that's where I got that one.
All right, have a good one.
All right, later.
Bye.
Big Lanky Gordy says Red Hot Philly Pepper. Nothing. Call us at 201-209-9368. What would you name your racehorse? Hi, you're on the radio.
I think I would name my racehorse Catch Me If You Can.
Meh. We're only laughing at the pun ones, I noticed.
Well, that seems like one I've heard before.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I went to a racetrack once, and I won something. All right, have a good one. That's the day I learned what a trifecta is. Mm. Have you ever been to a horse track?
Yeah, a bunch of times.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ken from Hyde Park says, glue coming through.
Aww.
It's so messed up. Studio B Ben says Sarah Jessica Parker. Studio B Ben, you're on the list.
That's pretty good, Studio B Ben.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Kale.
Hi, Kale, what's up?
Hi, you know, I'm just drinking a beer with my legs open.
Nice, so's Michelle, except she's wearing a skirt.
Solidarity.
If I can, I'll try to take a photo.
Good luck. So I think if I had a horse, I would name it either Dude, Where's My Horse? Or My Other Horse is a Porsche.
I almost spit my water.
You did.
Wait, My Other Horse is a Porsche is pretty good.
That's cute. I like it.
It's cute and it rhymes. Kale, you're on the list.
Thanks.
I'm running out of things to send you, but I'll find something.
Well, someday. Somebody said, like, Frangry's Revenge on the comments, and I think anything's revenge just sounds like a really tough horse.
That's true. I saw Frangry's Revenge. I kind of liked it. I didn't say it out loud because I think I want to name my dog that.
Frangry's Revenge. Why are you getting a dog?
I'm kidding. It was a joke. I'm not
getting
a dog.
Wouldn't it be weird to call for your dog like that? Like,
Frangry's Revenge.
Come here, honey.
Here, Frangry's Revenge.
Okay, everyone stop judging me.
No.
Okay, the best was Kale's giggle with your no. All right, have a good one.
Don't get a dog, dude.
I'm not, dude.
Promise.
I forgot to eat today. I'm not getting a dog.
I'd rather you get a baby before a dog.
I'm not getting a baby either.
If you're going to choose between one or the other, choose the baby.
I would choose dog at this point in my
life. Choose baby.
Are you kidding me? A baby costs way more money and lasts way longer.
Dogs are stupid. Except Olive.
Oh, she's stupid.
You're stupid.
You're stupid. Sit down.
No.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, make me.
Hello?
Wow. Hey, you're on the radio. Is that a threat?
Do I got a horse name?
Yeah, what's your horse name? Hi, you're on the radio.
Grow up.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's up? What would you name your horse?
I would name my horse Man Manicure.
Man Manicure.
Yeah, Man Manicure.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I was walking down the street one day and I saw like one of those, you know, Korean toe and nail places, and they had a sign that said Man Manicure, $10. So I thought, no, that's a good name for a horse, Man Manicure. You know.
All right. Did you just almost fall?
I went to bend my knees and then I.
I think you almost just fell.
Yeah, you wish.
You almost just fell. Come on, admit it.
There's no way I almost just fell. I was just standing up.
You said you just went to bend your knees and you lost your balance.
Yeah,
that's almost falling.
You wish I would fall.
You almost fell.
You want me to fall?
I don't want you to fall. I want you to admit that you almost fell.
I will not admit that.
But you did.
If I did, would you laugh?
No. I would say, oh my God, are you okay? And when you said, yeah, I'm okay, then I'd laugh.
I would fake I was hurt just so you wouldn't laugh at me.
That's messed up. I'd feel really bad for you. I'm a good person on the inside. Why are you trying to make me upset? For no reason.
Why are you trying to make me upset?
All right, mister, have a good one.
Right.
It's just bending. I'm going to stand like this every show. I'm definitely standing like this for the marathon.
I'll stand taller.
It's not a competition.
Yes, it is. You're the one who taught me everything's a competition.
I never said that.
Yes, you did.
That's...
Yes, you did. You know you did.
I didn't mean to.
It just came out.
If that's the message you got, then...
You said those words to me.
One time.
I'll never forget it as long as I live. You should be careful what words you say because people remember them.
You're right.
Are your legs still spread?
Listen, I exercised. I'm limber.
Are you lunging during the show?
I am.
How's your butt feeling? You flexing those glutes?
Tight.
Nice. Oh, I like that move.
That's my tuck.
She's humping the board right now.
Please, I'm exercising.
Oh, okay. That's what I call it, too, when I'm humping.
Whoa.
Hitting the gym.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, hit the gym. 201-209-9368. What would you name your racehorse?
It's also easy for me to dance in this position.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the radio. You're on the radio. What would you name your racehorse?
Well.
Wow.
Hi, you're on the radio.
It's probably been said, but I'll say it anyway. Giddy up, weirdo.
No one said that.
It has not been said.
In 25 minutes? Holy cow.
We should get a horse and name him Holy Cow.
or Chinese Cow.
I think I win. That's the best name for a horse.
That's pretty cute.
Holy Cow.
That's cute. I like it.
I win. I get the t-shirt.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
What?
Danny D says you should start a gym and call it Glute Factory. Croissant wants to name his horse. Oh, nay, you didn't. Croissant, you're on the list, but I'm not rewriting that name, so
that
I'm just going to put nay, you
funny.
Didn't.
I like that one.
And it's not didn't, it's didn't. Like D-I-D, oh. Yeah. Call us, 201-209-9368. Bad Brain says he would name his horse Got the Runs.
I wish I didn't think that was funny.
It's so funny.
I know, but I wish I did. I'm a
But it's so okay. funny.
I'm a 38-year-old professional
I'm a
woman.
45-year-old professional woman.
I just, when am I not going to think that joke is funny?
That's really funny, though.
I bet... Our moms wouldn't think that was funny.
My mom wouldn't get it.
Mine wouldn't. Mine would get it and say, "Oh, Michelle."
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I got a horse name.
What is it?
Italian Stallion.
Oh, please. I have one for him. Delusions of Grandeur. Oh, I delivered a joke and I didn't mess it up.
Well, there, you just messed it up a little bit.
By saying that?
By saying you're so great, like...
Well, I didn't mean, like, my joke was so great.
Before you even finished the joke.
I just meant, like, I did it.
Just, I'm so great.
I did it! It's not so great to deliver a joke without messing it up. I'm just saying I'm having a rough one, and I finally got one in.
Good job, Frangry.
Thanks, Michelle. I appreciate your positive reinforcement.
Anytime. What? What happened?
There's a mean one.
Nice, read it. Is it about me?
No.
They never are.
I know, they're always about me. I'm the easy target because I'm prettier. Ray says, okay, you're really going to like this. Are you ready?
That was really mean.
It was a joke. Come on. Ray says, I would name mine bitch like Frangry.
That's not that clever, though.
I know, but it's so mean.
You've been called worse.
Robin says, as the show slowly morphs into the Golden Girls. What does that mean? Because we're, like, in our 40s?
Not yet. This is going to be my year, baby.
What does that mean?
2015 is going to be the year of my show.
Are we going to get our TV show?
Yeah.
Wait, 2015 is really far away.
6 months. I need 6 months to get my eggs in a row. My ducks in a row. Ducks in a row?
Looks like you messed one up, too.
Oh, in my face.
Your eggs, too, though.
Yeah, I need to get my eggs in a row.
Yeah, both, really. The both of them work. This is the best show in the world. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. What would you name your racehorse?
Black Booty, like Black Beauty.
That's good.
That is good.
I like that. All right, sister, have a good one.
All right, thanks.
Hi, you're on the radio. What would you name your racehorse?
Hey, ladies, I got one for you. If you were in the middle of the pack, the name of the horse should be I Have Gas.
That's really funny and clever.
Kind of funny. Thanks
you
for
know,
calling.
The other one I think, what was the name of it?
What?
Lanure glue or something? Remember back in the day you had the little brown bottle of glue with the rubber nubber on the top when you were a kid?
Rubber nubber?
Yeah, remember when you used to push the nubber down? And
yeah, I've pushed the nubber down. Mm-hmm.
That's no longer made. That's the Newer Glue Company or whatever. LePage Glue Company.
All right.
Have fun.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I actually did place a bet on a horse at Golden Gate Park in the Bay Area called Instant Orgasm.
Ew.
Hey, it was quick.
Wah,
see you later.
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, are you guys still doing the horse thing?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, I totally would name my horse my newer horse.
My newer horse. That's kind of good, actually.
Oh, I know. Thank you.
Oh, well, you're very welcome.
Oh, thanks again.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
I will.
Call us at 201-209-9368. What would you name your racehorse? Hi, you're on the radio.
Put the needle in the neck for Billy Jam.
That's really good.
Myler Breckenridge for Gore Vidal.
What else?
Myra Breckenridge.
Yeah, I got it. What else?
De Blasio's hobby horse for the carriage trade. And for the South Jersey Shore, Ski Ball Biscuit.
Oh, I kind of love Ski Ball Biscuit.
That's cute.
One of them works.
All right, Chris from Brooklyn, have a good one.
Girls.
Hi, you're on the air. What would you name your racehorse?
Hung Like a Human. If it's female, Celine Dion.
Ouch. It's kind of on the along the lines of the Sarah Jessica Parker one.
Oh, I didn't know that was said.
It's okay. Yours was still good. All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. Hey, horsey, what's your name? Oh,
really?
Trying to play along. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how's about Trot Liquor?
Genius. Stupid. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I got a horse name.
What is it?
Coming From Behind. Yeah, it's a good one, right?
Yo, no cursing, please. Sorry. What's your name, mister?
Dylan,
I would have put you on the list, but then you broke a rule, so I'm crossing you out. Have a good one. That was a good one, though. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, horse name?
Yeah.
C. Bagger.
He can say that.
I didn't... I'm getting ready.
B-A-G-G-E-R.
All right.
Beautiful. Have a good one.
Okay. It's ringing.
Hi, you're on the radio.
It's ringing.
Hey, here they are.
Here we are.
How's everything?
Good. Yeah, how are you?
You don't even know who it is?
No.
Nope.
Ah, come on. Madman.
What the hell? Where you
Where
been?
Where have you been?
I've been all over. Man, it's busy. It's summer. I'm working
You're
right now.
You're busy?
Where the hell have you been?
I'm busy, too, and I'm here every single Friday, mostly. We count
God,
on
I
you.
I know. Sorry about that, ladies. It's just I've been doing so much crap. I got another vehicle. And
it's cool. You just owe us.
Did you see I emailed you to make sure you were alive, at least?
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, I just got your email 2 nights ago.
Thanks for your
that's
reply.
That's how busy I've been. I'm gonna email you.
Well, now I know you're alive. You don't need to email me.
We were worried. We were real worried.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, Madman, what would you name your racehorse?
Catch Me If You Can.
Someone said it.
Yeah, Madman.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
I just tuned in to you. I didn't hear anything.
So you don't call.
You don't listen to the show anymore. Madman, our first comment on the comments board was someone named Steve saying they would name their horse Madman.
Mad Mane?
Get it? Like Madman, Mad Mane.
Yeah.
Come on, you don't think it's good?
It's not bad.
What? I thought it was awesome.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's not bad.
You should be totally flattered.
I'll play it back.
You should be totally flattered.
Beautiful. You're right, I should be.
All right, beautiful. We miss you.
Yes.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, I miss you guys, definitely. I'm going to I'll try to call in every week now.
Okay,
Thank you.
Have a good one.
All right, you too. Take care.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hey. Ken from Hyde Park here.
Hey, Ken. What would you name your racehorse?
I would name my racehorse Kitten.
Who knew that one was coming?
It's funny, though. Makes me happy.
Good. As long as you're happy, Michelle.
Thanks.
I put one on the board. Not two, I guess.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Are you tired of standing?
It doesn't matter. I can't sit down.
Why?
Because then you win.
Oh, come on. I don't care if you sit down.
Oh,
Jesus.
Right. Give me a break.
Are you serious?
Are you?
I don't care if you sit down.
If I sat down, then you'd be like, I win.
No, I wouldn't. I promise you I won't say anything.
Please,
I don't care.
You think I'm going to fall for that?
If you're uncomfortable, you should sit down.
First of all, I'm not uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
If I was, I wouldn't admit it. And I'm not going to sit down.
Wow, you're crazy. I really do not care. It was a joke. I don't care if you're standing or sitting. You can come sit on my lap.
Please.
You can come stand with your butt in front of my... I don't care.
You're just saying
as long
that
as I have
to try and play me.
Oh, Oh my god. You're crazy if you think I need or want to play you.
I'm not sitting down.
All right, you do you. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys.
It's crazy.
Can I tell you two things that are off topic? Do you mind?
Go ahead. Make them quick.
Listen, I got my T-shirt, my FoodBit T-shirt, but I can't, it doesn't fit. And what's ironic is that it has a big slice of pizza on it, and it's the pizza that I eat that got me too fat to fit into the T-shirt.
Wow, that's really funny. I'm sorry it doesn't fit you, but no, you can't exchange it. That's
life.
Give
it to your girlfriend.
No, I'm not asking it. No, it actually motivated me to lose some weight, so thanks. And the other thing is that I couldn't get you guys streaming before, so I used TuneIn Radio. And when the graphic comes up, it still says, Shut Up Weirdo with Andy and Frangry. Just want to let you know.
All right, we'll look into that. Thank you.
You got to change that.
All right, what are you going to name your racehorse, sir?
I didn't even think about it.
Hi, you're on the radio. People are saying our mics are too hot.
Really?
Maybe we just need to step away from them. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi. How about Silver?
What?
Silver. A horse named Silver.
Silver?
Second best.
How about Champion?
Pretty original. Got anything else?
Oh, you don't know who those horses were famous for?
Nope.
Well, Silver was the Long Ranger horse. Why did you say nope?
Okay, cool, thanks.
And wait a minute. Hello?
Yep.
And Champion was Gene Artery's home.
Cool, thanks.
You don't seem to be too enthusiastic.
I think it's pretty awesome. What's your name, mister?
My name is John Rogers.
All right, John Rogers, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
Okay. God bless you.
Why is that funny?
God bless you, too.
No, God bless you.
Why is that funny?
I don't know why it's funny.
Okay, well, I'm glad you had a good laugh.
Well, God bless you.
You, too. Have a good one. What is happening? Robin says, we stand with Michelle. Timotado wants to name his horse. Michelle can't stand Furlong.
Oh, the lady running for mayor or something in Austin has a whole campaign where she doesn't sit down because she stands for things. And Robin's from Austin. I wonder if she knows that lady.
Oh, that must be what that was, yeah.
Robin, was that
she's
a political
from Austin,
joke?
Right?
Yeah. My friend works on her campaign. She makes her whole staff stand up, too. They don't like it as much, I don't think.
201-209-9368. If I got offered that job, I'd be like, no thanks. I need a chair, bro. Sorry. Hi, you're on the radio.
What's going on, ladies?
Hey, what's up? What would you name your racehorse?
I would name my racehorse David Hasselhoff. I would play the Baywatch music as he ran out in slow motion.
That's pretty good.
All right, Johnny the Voice, you're on the list.
All right.
Have a good one.
All right, you too, ladies.
Should we eliminate some people from the list? It's
yes.
Really long.
Yes.
Should we do that now?
Yes.
Okay. 201-209-9368.
We have Steve with Mad Main.
I like it.
Nate, who gave us two, Philly Mignon, and Stable Dictator Ken.
Also good.
John with Thoroughbred and Butter. I think we can kill that one, right?
All
right.
But I feel bad because the three we picked so far are just all about Shut Up Weirdo or us.
Who cares? We should just pick what we like.
But it's, like, so insider.
Well, there's more. Should I keep going?
Please.
Studio B Ben with Sarah Jessica Parker.
I think you can cross that off.
Am I crossing off Thoroughbred and Butter?
Yeah.
Kale with My Other Horse is a Porsche.
I don't know why I think that's so funny.
Me too. Croissant with Nay, You Did It. And David Hasselhoff.
Okay, I guess someone...
Like, if you were at a racetrack, you would totally bet on David Hasselhoff.
I would think I would bet on Oh Nay You Didn't.
Yeah? So should I kill out Mad Main and Philly Mignon?
Stable Dictator Ken's funny.
Okay, then I'll kill Mad Main. I'll keep the other ones.
Okay.
So we have four.
All right, but everyone still has 15 minutes to win.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what would you name your racehorse? Hi, you're on the radio.
God, your mic is really hot.
Sorry, I think I'm sitting really close. Mr. Ed. No, I'm just sitting too close. What? What?
I would name my horse Mr. Ed.
You know, that really hits close to home.
What's that?
Why?
I told you the story about how that's what they used to call me in sixth grade because I had buck teeth.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. And I used to walk into the cafeteria and the guys would go, ee! And make horse sounds. And I went home crying to my mom one day and she said, tomorrow you go in there.
Oh, yeah.
You tell them they have nothing in their pants. And I did. And they never made fun of me again.
Did you understand what she was saying?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was like, really? You want me to say that? And she was like, hell yeah.
I can't believe she told you to say that.
She's not messing around. Where do you think I get it from?
Mm. I want to meet your mom.
I wasn't referring to you, though. I was referring to the horse.
Okay, good. Thank you. That makes me feel better.
I like that he stayed on the line to tell you that.
Yeah. Most people would have hung up. All right. Have a good one, mister.
Bye-bye.
Studio B Ben says, oh, nay, you didn't by a nose. And Grokomatic votes for David Hasselhoff. Robin says, for you, this is for you. If I wanted to make a political statement, Michelle, I would name my horse Treated Better Than Children from Honduras. Love her. 201-209-9368. What would you name your racehorse? Hi, you're on the radio.
I got one. How about Dumper? When the horse takes a dump.
I'm just not listening to that call. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I got a name for my horsey.
Aw, what's your horsey named?
Coke and Horse.
Coke and Horse?
Coke and Horse.
I feel like I'm getting tricked into saying something.
Yeah, me too. I feel like we shouldn't repeat it. I feel like he's tricking us into saying something bad that we haven't gotten yet. Are you? He's saying Coke and Whores.
Oh.
It took us like 20 minutes to get
there. I thought it was something like really perverted.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, not like that.
All right, nice one, mister.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one. You and I both stared at each other like, should we, wait, what? Wait, what? That was funny.
Pervert.
Wait, I don't know why this is funny, but I love this one. Grokomatic says, Little Bruce Willis. What is that?
I don't get that
I
one.
Don't either, but it's funny. Danny D says, dump button. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, I have a horse name.
Yeah, what is it?
Redheaded Stepchild.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
I'm sure that one exists. All right, have a good one.
Oh, thanks.
Just Ted has a good show topic. Traumatic childhood stories.
I think we've done that one, but we could...
Have we?
Yeah. But let's keep that in mind.
Oh, because he was talking about the time... Were you in a car once and someone was singing I Touch Myself?
That came on the radio and my mom pulled the car over.
To explain to you what sex was? Or no, masturbation?
To tell me that it was sacrilegious.
Oh, yeah. That is the best! Look at you now.
Yep. Standing up all over the
place. That's right, girl. Legs spread with a beer in your hand.
That's right.
Work it, Michelle.
This is living.
201-209-9368. What would you name your racehorse? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I got a horse name.
What is it?
Taking up the rear.
I feel like someone said that already. All right, have a good one. Genius. Hi, you're on the radio.
What would you name your racehorse?
Little Sebastian.
Hi, Sebastian. What would you name your racehorse?
Little Sebastian.
Oh. Beautiful, thanks. Hi, you're on the radio. I might have pressed the wrong button. Hi, you're on the radio? Okay. Call us at 201-209-9368. If you call now, you'll get through.
10 minutes left. 201-209-9368. Call us now and tell us the name of your favorite racehorse. You'll get through if you call now.
It's not your favorite racehorse. It's what would you name your racehorse?
Sorry.
Well, then they might call us with ones that already exist.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
My bad.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I have a name for the horse.
Yeah, what is it?
The Furry Flyer.
That's beautiful. Thanks. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going today?
Hey, what's up? What would you name your racehorse?
Winner or it's Glue.
Aw.
That's so mean.
Not if he wins.
Yay, poor horse.
Have a great night, ladies.
Whoa.
Have a good one. I like your laugh.
Thanks.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi, what would you name your racehorse?
Get your own Kool-Aid.
Okay, that's genius. Thanks for calling. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, good evening, girls.
Hey, what's up?
I have a horse name.
What is it?
I would name my racehorse Sperm Count.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a good one. Robin has a good one.
What is it?
Genuine.
That is good. Stop touching them.
They feel like they're falling.
Take your bra off.
Then they'll really fall. Ew. Call us at 201-209-9368. What would you name your racehorse?
You really are pinning really far. It's weird.
Sorry. How about now?
A little less.
I'm like far away from the mic. Look.
Yeah, I'm not registering at all. It's weird.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi, what would you name your racehorse?
Hello.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's... Wait, Danny D has a good one. He said we should combine the two ideas and call it Have a Glue One.
Oh. That's funny.
Call us at 201-209-9368. What would you name your racehorse is tonight's topic. Hi, you're on the radio.
Mother's Fodder. Why not, right?
Yeah, I like
why
it.
Why not?
I like the why not, too.
All right, well, have fun and I'll check you later.
Who's winning? What are you looking at?
Someone said, I bet another mic on is in the studio, but that is not true.
Yeah, what do they know?
Yeah, what do you know?
Who said that?
Dingo Lover?
Yeah, I bet he is. All right, we only have a couple of minutes left, and then coming up at 7 o'clock is a very special Put the Needle on the Record Bay series coming up from Alameda, California.
Should I go through the list?
Yeah, go through the list.
Philly Mignon with Stable Dictator Ken.
Mm-hmm.
My other horse is a Porsche.
That's so funny.
I think it only is funny because it rhymes.
I know. Are we that simple?
Oh, nay, you didn't.
I like that one.
And David Hasselhoff.
I like Oh, Nay, You Didn't and David Hasselhoff.
Me too. I think those are my favorite.
Okay.
So far. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes. My last horse for the evening would be Andy Deck.
All right. Good. Thanks. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi. What would you name your racehorse?
Nitzilla.
What? Say it again.
Nitzilla.
Nitzilla?
Nitzilla.
Oh, that's really cute. I don't either. All right, thanks for calling, little lady.
Bye.
Have a good one. No idea what she said. Hi, you're on the radio.
Rockets.
What? What?
Jock Itch.
Oh, Jock Itch. Yeah, genius. Hi, you're on the radio.
Kind of funny.
I like how you're trying not to laugh. Hey, you're on the radio. You got to turn your radio down.
Hello?
Hi. What would you name your racehorse? Okay, I'm hanging up.
You got to turn your radio down, guys.
I hung up. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I'd name it Jockage.
Someone just called with that.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I want to change my answer for my racehorse.
Okay, what was your previous answer?
Winner, it's glue.
Okay, now what's your new answer?
Scooby Derby glue.
Still sucks.
Oh, well.
Love you.
All right.
Damn, you're harsh.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Still sucks.
It did. It was worse. Hi, you're on the radio. I love that he wanted to call in and change his answer.
I want people to call in and change their answer.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Sarah Jessica Parker?
We already have that one, but we loved it.
We did like it. Thanks for calling. All
right. You got it.
All right, there's only a couple minutes left.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
I have a really good name for a racehorse.
Let's hear it.
Purple Haze.
Genius. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
We only have, like, 2 minutes, because...
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, are you guys naming horses still?
Yep.
Yeah, I was thinking Late for Dinner.
I like that one. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, make a wish.
Aw.
That's sweet.
It's the only positive one we've had all night.
Thanks, lady.
Have a good one, sister. Hi, you're on the radio. If I have to say hi, you're on the radio one more time.
My horse, Supernova.
Weird. All right, cool. Have a good one. That guy plays lots of video games, I bet.
He loves Star Wars.
Yeah, right?
And Star Trek.
So should we pick a winner?
Yep.
Wait, we still have 5 minutes.
No, we don't.
That's what that says.
That's wrong.
What does yours say?
6:57.
One more. Hi, you're on the radio.
What do you think of Hung Like a Man?
That's so sad. Poor horse. Isn't that like emasculating?
Well, you know, come on. Not everybody.
Poor horse.
This guy.
Have a good one. All right.
Who won?
It's either. Well, you have to help me. I thought you were picking tonight. Here's the list.
I'm not picking.
What? You said you were going to pick.
I don't want to.
Why? It's too much pressure?
No, I just don't want to.
Do you want to give a vote?
Sure.
All right. Did we kill Philly Mignon and Stable Dictator Ken? Okay. So then we have three. My other horse is a Porsche. I can't even say it without laughing.
But Kale's won so many times.
Yeah, but you can't. Don't think about who it was. Oh, nay, you didn't. And David Hasselhoff. All three of them are so good.
They can't all win.
I know. We have to pick one. Should we have Chris M. choose?
Yeah, where is he?
I don't know. Should I tell him to come in?
Yeah.
Why don't
he's going to say they're all stupid.
I know he is. He's not even here.
All right, just pick.
I can't. Whoever chooses one of those on the comments board first wins.
Ooh, nice.
My other horse is a Porsche. Oh, nay, you didn't. Or David Hasselhoff. Starting now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Nobody's commented.
This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for a very special Put the Needle on the WFMU Bay Series, part 1 of 4.
Really? That's... impressive.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
I love me some Billy Jam.
Who doesn't?
I don't know. That's a good question.
All right, pick a winner. Let's go, baby.
I'm waiting for someone on the comments board. Hasselhoff, you're all the winner. Johnny the Voice, you win. Email me your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org. David Hasselhoff. down. Down. No. Now you're on the radio.
Hey.
The radio.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow.
We are broadcasting live from Alameda, California. This is the first in a four-part series, as Michelle was just saying there, on Shut Up Weirdo. Shout out going out to Michelle and Frangry. Also to Chris Am, the board op today. We cranked up the levels here, so I think we're pretty high. If you need more, just send me a text, Chris. And this is the first, as I said, in a four-part series, the WFMU Bay Series. Not to be confused with baseball, but life is a game of baseball. Or is it a game of chess? We don't know. We'll think about that. We'll marinate on it, as E. Feezy would say, as we sip his Earl Stevens wine. Trademark? Anyway, I'm Billy Jam. I do not give a damn. It's good to be here in the home studios of Doggish. Got a lot of people in the house. Make some noise, people. All right. You heard the voices there in the background of a longtime Bay Area MC, Dub Esquire. He's got incredible, incredible new tracks recently released, recorded, and he's going to be dropping some of those today. Also, B-Paws just literally dropped their album last week. It's brand new. It's called Positive Beings. It's a positive thing. D-Wiz is here. Also, DJ Backside is along with them today. And we also have Char May in the house. Of course, Doggish is here. And D-Wiz from B-Paws. And who knows what else might go on. And of course, oh yeah, we also have Ms. Maya here from Alameda. So you're going to tell us a little bit about Alameda, right? You want to read this here?
Alameda is a city located on Alameda Island in Bay Farm Island. It is west of Oakland, east of San Francisco, across the bay. Alameda is a total area of 23 square miles with a population of a little over 75,000 people. In the Spanish Fork Grove, a popular trees or tree-lined avenue. The original inhabitants in the late 18th century when Spanish arrived were on the...
Great. The Ohlone tribe. Thank you so much. And if you were to leave the island, we would be minus 75,000. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Maya. That is Doggish's daughter. And yesterday I was wandering the streets of Alameda, and I asked people about the town of Alameda, what they thought about it, what made it so special. And we got that coming up here right now on WFM, you know, live from the Bay. As I said, Chris M., give me a shout, give me a text if anything needs to be cranked up even further, and we'll be all good. I'm with a radio station in New Jersey called WFMU, and I'm just interviewing people about Alameda.
I think it's good here because the people are nice and the community is so good.
I mean, I lived here for 10 years and I liked it. People here are so cool. And, you know, it's nice to get around and, like, it'd be nice weather out.
Like,
it's cleaner over here.
It's cleaner, like, we have better schools, we have better education.
Better barbershops.
Better barbershops, yeah. I mean, I listen to a lot of hip-hop. A lot of people do, but, like, you don't hear it in the streets or nothing like that, but sometimes when the car passes by, you hear it from the radio.
The weather, yeah. It's peaceful.
Yeah.
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 Paraglide,
parade,
During 4th of July, there's parade, and,
it's pretty.
It's a great place to live. A lot of nice people, good schools. Yeah. But it's different from Oakland because it's not, like, hood or anything like that. Like, it's not, like, a lot of bad activity. No smoking, no robberies.
It is a good place. I went to elementary school and high school out here, so it's a nice place to raise your family.
It's nice and quiet. Nobody bugs you.
Is it quite different from Oakland? Because Oakland's just right there. You can see it, but people tell me that there's a huge difference between the two.
It is a big difference, yes.
In what way?
It's less crime. It's more quieter. So people are different, friendlier. Oh. Yeah, we at the beach. That's right. We got the ships over here on the base. Yeah. So overall, it's pretty good. The school district is pretty good, too.
You think it's a lot different now than when the base was active over there?
Oh, yeah, it's a lot different. Yeah. Yeah, it's a little more quieter. My ex-husband was on the USS Blue Ridge. Yes. Okay. I used to drive him to catch the military hops out of here. Yeah, they don't have that now no more.
As far as I see, it's also the same thing. Hey, yo, we all in the same gang. The true renegades of funk who get high like Himalayan monks. Bare arms like the mic weighs a ton. Gotta get the job done. You do your thing, I'ma work it out, son. It's B-Pies and the hip-hop grandson. Freestyle like a peacock prance and bust a beat song emblem with the syndrome. Assemble the working man's champions. The art chick's booty, she burst it on the blank canvas. Cancers to a cancer cell, light to the receptive ones. My B-boy rebel, yell my people to the battle drum. So come all ye faithful. We've been based since the debut. Innovate change when we bang through. Busting raps for the young tiger cubs. Pass a torch one time, we trying to build a cycle
it's
run.
The low, it's the top, and any more things. Seem to coincide, whether it is you or if it's I. We always living right down by the bayside. What you know about the moon and the tide, and many more things that seem to coincide, whether it is you or if it's I. We always living right down by the bayside.
In Bay Gear, y'all wanna witness the business, you better stay near. Hey, I'll be right back, way here. Late when I slide, but I don't slip. She was grasping, game time for the whole night. Going on and don't stop, never lose traction. But you know about this, well who's asking? Who me do be the school man? I be doing what's good, I be doing what's right. I do be, I love life. I love trees and bees and bug bites and everything between unseen and done twice. Maybe that's the Bay City way, get me go with the toddler. I know what my mind though is taking me home in the long run. And I'm down for, yeah, I used to be on one, but found
it's the moon, it's the top. And many more things that seem to coincide. Whether it is you or if it's I, we always living right down by the bayside. But you know about the moon and the top, and many more things that seem to coincide. Whether it is you or if it's I, we always living right down by the bayside.
So many crews affiliated, how we keeping up with shots of cognac and cups and Philly hits. Really, it's a status.
Stay up.
Wanna let's get paid for the scripted tape. Lay up on Michael McAfee, who make it kind. That's what we say, them guts go dig. When I was a kid, I had a mission to ram up. Shiesty as the fuck, and they were dissing up. Lamping on city blocks. SF the city got ways to score at any spot. Rocking with right after rocking the show. Every night is hype, the scene is all a go. Some would front, and some pretend they got a role. I bet it's all for a stunt, spend a drop of dough. That's not close to our manner of speech. Still, we would preach and read out as better to teach. For sure, the dough isn't open for just those who put focus on us. Spread love, get some, globally open it up.
It's the moon, it's the tide, and many more things that seem to coincide. Whether it is